and welcome to 20 Minute Health Talk. I'm Sandra Lindsay. Today, I'm excited to kick off a three-part series all about one of my favorite topics, food as health. I am a foodie. I love food. And I love a nice, healthy meal that is presented well as I eat with my eyes. I am from Jamaica, and in my culture, food is an important part of health and healing. We have plants and food that we cook or use to make teas for different ailments. So I had this idea of taking a holistic look at the role food plays in the healing process. And my guests today are the perfect duo to get us started on this journey. Bruno Tisson is a culinary master. He earned Michelin star recognition for three consecutive years as the executive chef at the Fairmont Sonoma Mission Inn and Spa in California. Add on the 14 years at the Plaza Hotel in New York City and his experience cooking for kings, queens, and presidents, and you get an idea of the significant role he has played in the food industry over the last 35 years. His latest role is right here at Northwell Health as the Vice President of Food Services and Corporate Executive Chef. He is overhauling what hospital food is and how we all think about it. Our other guest is Sven Gerlinger, Northwell's Chief Experience Officer, a self-described disruptor in the healthcare space. He brought Chef Bruno to the health system to spark this radical transformation 7 years ago. On today's episode, Sven and Chef Bruno explain how they brought restaurant quality food to Northwell's 21 hospitals and why food as medicine was their guiding light. Over the next few weeks, we'll bring you conversations with other inspirational leaders who are finding innovative ways to address food insecurity in our communities. But for now, let's get started on part one of this series. Here is my conversation with Sven Gerlinger and Chef Bruno Tisson. So thank you so much for joining us today on 20 Minute Health Talk. Chef Bruno, it's a pleasure to finally meet you.
Thank you very much, Sandra. Pleasure to be here.
Sven, we've met on several occasions.
Many times.
So the concept of food as medicine is not new, right? I believe it was Hippocrates that said, "Let food be thy medicine and medicine be thy food." I have so many questions as I have been following your journey, and I cannot wait to dive in. But before I do that, let's start with, what is the first word that comes to mind when you hear hospital food?
Terrible.
Unpalatable.
Not the words we want to hear or patients want to hear, right? So Sven, I'd like to start with you. Take us on the journey, the history. Some might say we have so many other things to worry about in healthcare. Why food?
It's a very good question. And well, for one, like we just said, hospital food is terrible, inedible, unpalatable, and it doesn't need to be. What we have found through listening to the voice of our customers closely, that food is an important part of their healing journey. When we did interviews with patients to ask them about their experience in the hospital, they told us point blank that the food is holding us back from that. That it, in other words, it overshadowed the excellent work we did clinically, the hard work, the incredible treatment that they've received from our doctors, from our nurses, from all the staff in the hospital, and then they get the food, and it was a huge disappointment. That was the impetus for us to make sure that we do something about that.
So in healthcare, I've been a patient twice, and I remember telling my family, make sure you bring me food from home, please. Mm-hmm. I've also served as a clinician at the mm-hmm. bedside, and I remember, you know, just fluffing the potatoes that looked brown so that it would look more palatable, you know, organizing the tray so the presentation looks well, because I was embarrassed with bringing in some of the trays to the patients.
I believe it. And that's another great reason why it is important for us to do that, because it took you away as a leader on a unit to focus on the things that you should be focusing on. It took the staff away to do that. And like you just said, it took the patient's family away that they have to worry about to bring food to the patients.
Right.
When we serve food that gets thrown away, it makes no sense whatsoever. So the burden is on everybody around it. If we just get it right in the first place, then it frees up everybody else to focus on what they need to do.
So Chef Bruno, you have cooked for kings and queens and celebrities. How did
presidents.
You get a president's, pardon me, how did you get to Northwell?
After 35 years in the hotel restaurant industry, I, you know, was still enjoying myself. I had worked in, you know, five-star hotels such as the Plaza Hotel, Michelin star restaurant. And, you know, myself and my team, we received the Michelin star in a resort in California where I was working. I had an experience where I was cooking for wealthy people. And I thought to myself, if you were not wealthy, you know, you would have enjoyed that meal tremendously. And I did some type of a click where I says, one day I'm going to cook for people who either cannot afford it or really are in need of it. And when I was introduced to Northwell by a friend who worked with me at the Plaza Hotel, I says, that's it. That's what I need to do. I need to change healthcare food. I need to cook for people who are suffering or recovering or in pain, people who really need to enjoy a good meal.
So Sven, how did you find Chef Bruno?
That, well, first, you know, we created the position to manage food services for the organization. And I was interviewing candidates that were sourced and introduced to me, and I was not excited about anybody. They had backgrounds from institutional cooking, institutional food service. And then truly, I think by a good stroke of luck, I was introduced to Bruno through the mutual friend who worked with me. Actually, he helped us here. Bruno came out, so we flew him out, and he came back a second time. So that's when I thought, oh, wow, we didn't scare him away.
So I also read that you didn't want anyone who had previously worked in a hospital setting.
Correct. Yes, yes. That became very clear that we needed somebody that brings a completely new, fresh mindset to the work and to transform it. I think otherwise we would have made some incremental change probably. We would have gotten better, not to where we are today. And having worked myself for almost two decades in the hospitality industry and working for Ritz-Carlton, I think when we met, although he speaks French, I speak German as native languages, we spoke the same language of hospitality on food and clicked on that. And that's when I realized, yes, that's what we needed. We need to run it like in a hotel, a hotel kitchen, and where there's passion for the food, where the staff truly care about every dish that goes out of that kitchen goes to somebody that will eat that, and that it fills them then with joy and happiness because the food tastes so good.
So you started this transformation about 6 or 7 years ago. At that time, were there other health systems doing this kind of thing? And how unique is this?
Yes, not to, I would say, the in my humble opinion, the caliber that Bruno is. And I think there are certainly hospitals across the country that have taken on that challenge and that have improved their food services. So we're not the only ones. I think what sets us apart is the rapid transformation, and the Prescani has told us that they haven't seen in their entire database this rapid improvement from the bottom decile to almost the top decile now. I think it's the scale that we've done, right? It's an individual hospital. It's 2-3 hospitals that have improved the food. To do it for 21. It's a whole different ballgame.
Sven, you mentioned Prescani. And just to explain for listeners, this is a survey that upon discharge is sent to patients for them to rate us about their experience in our hospitals. And really what this is, it is the voice of our customers. They give us their feedback, and that gives us an opportunity to address whatever issues that they identified in their experience in our hospitals. And one of those questions has to do with hospital food. So with that said, what has been the feedback from patients and their families?
Well, the scores 6 years ago, 6.5 years ago, were in the 9th percentile.
Ninth.
On the Prescani scale, which means that 91% of the other hospital in the country are performing better than us. So it was pretty low. As of yesterday, our score are at 83%.
And that's the average for the health system. There are seven or eight that are above the 95th percentile. So that's close to perfection.
That's extraordinary.
The numbers are one thing. I think that when they check the box in terms of the quality of the food, it's really the qualitative feedback we're getting now, the stories we're getting from patients. That's what makes a difference and I think keeps us motivated, because now they're talking about, it helped me forget about the pain that I was in. It is heartwarming to know that I had fresh, healthy food available to me, that my family didn't have to bring it in.
Right.
All those things we talked about earlier on the negative side have now turned into on the positive side. And that's why we talk a lot about that. Food in healthcare, food in hospitals was viewed as a liability. We have to do it. And everybody was just thinking about cost when it came to it. And I believe we turned it into an asset where it is something that we can be proud of, that the patients celebrate and love, and changes their perception about that hospital stay where they really didn't want to be in the first place.
Chef Bruno, let's talk about your transformation strategies. You had never worked in healthcare before.
Never.
So here you are, you come in. How did you transform this place?
You know, it's like when you build something, one brick at a time. So I adopted that method, if I may say. I know that Northwell was a huge company, and I said, I can't do everything at the same time. And basically it was step by step. It was, first of all, spending a lot of time in each hospital, because each one is different. They have different equipment, different layout, different setup, different staff, different issues, different demographic of patients. So, you know, it was about studying case by case and deciding what I could do for each hospital, you know, and at the same time, what I could do for all the hospital at the same time. We brought in 15 different executive chefs that comes from the hotel restaurant with a hotel restaurant background. Some of them have worked in famous places such as the French Laundry, the Ritz-Carlton, the Plaza Hotel, Four Seasons. We can be compared to a small restaurant hotel company. And there is many hotel restaurant company in United States that would envy our team. When I arrive, one of the first questions they ask me is, are we going to have the same menu for everybody in the company? Are we going to have a standard menu? I said, well, I like standard but at the same time, they're the enemy of creativity. And I say, I want each chef to really understand the demographic and the need of each patient and create the menu around that.
What are some other strategies? Were the kitchens up to your standard? Did we have all the tools and equipment?
No. You know, we had decades of, you know, I would say, you know, not only Northwell, but the healthcare system in this country for decades has neglected the food and nutrition aspect of the business. They did not look at it as an asset. So the list is long. But we had to improve the equipment. We had to improve the layout of the equipment. We had to improve the quality of the ingredients that we were buying. We had to bring in talented chefs. We had to recreate menus. Menus were shocking to me. They looked like a medical prescription. You know, 5-6 pages. You had the picture of the entrance of the hospital. You had the name Northwell, and the word diet was everywhere on the menu. And then you look for the food. So where is the food? You know, call this, call that for that. And so I said, well, we're going to create menus that look exactly like a restaurant menu. There's going to be no more Northwell logo on the menus because they know they are in Northwell. All the doctors have the logo on their vests. So we don't need another one on the menu. We're going to have beautiful art pictures on the menu. We are going to have shorter menu, less choice, but better quality. We're going to remove all medical and clinical terms from the menu. And one of the biggest resistance was from the team. They said, well, how are we going to communicate that to the patient? It says, you're going to come on the floor and you're going to have contact with the patient. Again, it's bringing the hospitality industry and that human contact with the patient. And you know what? We haven't had a single complaint. And actually what's happening right now is that our nutritionists, you know, work very closely with our chef, but now they feel really included in the success story that we're having with food, because they hear it from the patient, and I've seen them personally to taking pride in advising a patient on what they should eat, what they shouldn't eat, and a patient will listen a lot better, a human being, but will not read on the menu what they should eat or should not eat. Because it's not only about food. You know, you can serve the best food in the world. If you don't have great service, you won't go back to the same restaurant.
We've evolved. Well, I can tell you that one of the highlights of any restaurant experience for me is when the chef visits to say, how was the food? How was the experience? I really love that.
You know, at the beginning I says I would like the nutritionist, the food and nutrition director, or director of dining services and executive chef to do the rounding, to get the feedback from the patient. But now we extended it. It's doing so well. Seeing an executive chef with his, you know, white shirts and apron and white hat coming to them and asking, you know, how did you enjoy your meal? Is there anything else I can do for you? Or what do you think about my food, is really impressive for the patients, and they've responded very, very well.
So let's go back to the quality of ingredients, because it all starts with the ingredients. When I migrated here at age 18, I worked in a supermarket, one of my odd jobs to, you know, accumulate funds to send myself to school. And I remember customers come in with trolleys of frozen foods. It was a shock for me because coming from Jamaica, where we make fresh food, I didn't jump on the bandwagon because my minimum wage couldn't afford to buy TV dinners. And it was also not in my culture to eat frozen foods. But I understand that is what we typically served in our hospitals.
Okay, can I just jump on that?
Yeah.
Because what you just said, you just made such a great point that you couldn't afford the TV dinners, you couldn't afford the processed food, and it's actually cheaper to buy fresh ingredients, fresh produce, meats, etc., and then cook from that. That's exactly what's happening in our hospitals. We actually haven't increased the cost, very minimal, within inflation, because the processed foods was actually more expensive than buying fresh ingredients. And many health systems that we're talking to now, because everybody's inquiring about how we did this, we notice and we can tell that they can't wrap their head around it, you know, how that is possible from a financial perspective. But that's exactly the point, it is less expensive to cook with fresh ingredients.
And if I may ask something, the sad part is that our hospitals were, the kitchen of our hospital were designed to reheat food, not to cook food. Mm-hmm. To your question at the beginning, yes, we did have to improve the equipment and change the layout of our kitchen to be able to serve better food and cook it. We actually converted 90% of our freezer into refrigerators. We did not. Wow. We don't need freezers anymore, except for the 4 or 5 days of supply that we need in case of emergency.
So we have put away the microwaves and the reheaters and now have
scissors
stoves.
And the can openers.
It's all gone.
Excellent. So you have been making headlines. I have the People magazine article here. They did a brilliant feature on you and the journey to transforming food here at Northwell Health.
Can I just point out that if you go through the index in the front of the magazine, you have Kate and William and movie stars and then Bruno Tisson. So it's awesome.
Awesome.
I never thought that People's Magazine would write stories about hospital food.
And hospital food. I
know, right? they were so excited about it to do this article. Yeah. They were super excited.
So what's next for you? Are other health systems reaching out to you?
Many of them are. A couple hours ago, we had a call with 20 leaders from a big health system in the Midwest wanting to learn from us. What's next is one is to continue to get to this to perfection, because there's a lot of work still that can be done, but also to teach others in how to do that, because we truly believe that the days of bad hospital food need to be over. And I think there's a reason why we're getting all this attention, mm-hmm. because people want better food in hospitals, and we want to play a role in helping others to do that. That's why we are going to all these conferences, presentations, to get the word out. And it and there's many other things that we are working on to tie what we're doing around food with the social determinants of health efforts that we have going on, the community health efforts, working with with Dr. Deb Salas-Lopez and her team here at Northwell, working with farms, creating partnerships. Once you start, it's almost an unlimited amount of possibilities where you can take this. One other thing, which was really exciting, last week, Bruno and I had a meeting with a congressman who reached out to us because he read the Washington Post article, and he met with us a few days later in Manhattan at Lenox Hill Hospital because he was so blown away with what he read, and that the whole country needs to follow this model. And he said that he'll personally speak to the White House, which you're very well familiar with.
I had the opportunity to see the kitchen, by the way. Amazing.
Must be amazing.
Yeah. So, because it ties to the efforts around, the president's efforts around nutrition and fighting
obesity.
Hunger in this country. Yeah. So it's all connected.
Yeah. Well, this has been, again, an amazing conversation. Now I am hungry.
Me too.
Thank you so much again for joining us on 20 Minute Health Talk.
It's been an honor. Thank you.
It's been a pleasure. Thank you.
Once again, a hearty thank you to Chef Bruno Tisson and Sven Gerlinger, the architects of this food transformation here at Northwell Health. I hope you enjoyed part one of this three-part series dedicated to exploring food as medicine. Our next episode features my interview with Dr. Deb Salas-Lopez, Northwell's Senior Vice President for Community and Population Health. We can't wait to bring you that episode and share with you what she's doing in the community addressing food insecurity. That episode will be available on Wednesday, July 5th. Until then, I'm Sandra Lindsay, and this has been 20 Minute Health Talk.